Well, we're talking spring sports now. We're going to start off with Danvers High School boys lacrosse coach Jonathan Zalucki. And coach, welcome to MSO.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it's man, I'm looking at the calendar. I'm trying to look back on you know, the last spring sports season, and there wasn't one. So, you know, it's been 2 full years now, you know, since we've had spring sports. So, before we get to you know, your program, let me ask a little bit about yourself, Coach. How you got to be where you are? A little bit of background, perhaps, on your education and your work at Danvers High School.
Sure. So I went to UConn undergrad, and then I graduated from the NEAG School of Education there, and then went to Boston College to the Lynch School to get my master's in education, and then I was fortunate enough to get a job up here in the North Shore at Danvers. So I've been here for 7 years now. Mm-hmm. Coached girls lacrosse before at the JV level, mm-hmm, for 3 years, and then when a position opened up when we had a transition, when Wes came on, Coach Chick, he took me on as a JV coach, and he had Brian Lane, who's now at Gordon College, I believe, as the assistant coach. So Coach Chick and I have worked well together for the past 4 years. So.
All right, so now it's your program, and what has it been like, let's say, this year, going back to September? Because, you know, I'm sure you've had meetings with the kids and so on as best you could, where you didn't get to have a season last year. So take me back to September, maybe, Coach, and then bring us forward to where we are.
You know, I think, to be totally honest with you, there was a lot of uncertainty with, you know, would we have a season, what would it look like, What would the rules be? How would face masks work? Would it alter the start of play, so face-offs? So, I mean, you know, we were kind of just really curious as to how this season would play out if we'd have one. Mm-hmm. So I think it was very comforting when we found out sports like football would go. So we're like, all right, if that's going to happen, I think we were feeling more positive that we would have a season under us.
There were very few rule changes in winter sports that affected anything, really. The play looked pretty much the same from a spectator standpoint. Are there rule changes for actually being on the field? I know you still have to, you know, do the COVID policy thing with the masks and stuff, but what about actual rules changes?
I'm pretty sure the rule change for face-offs was going to go into effect last season, but we didn't have it where there's no more motor grip allowed. It's got to be the neutral grip, just to give people sort of an equal playing field, because the motor grip sort of allowed for an easier, quicker clamp for those who had a stronger wrist action. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see that. We had a pretty strong face-off guy 2 seasons ago, and I think we have some good contenders to sort of match what he did. So I'm looking forward to seeing those kids step up and fill those shoes.
All right, what spring tryouts look like last week? Did you have a lot of participants?
We had about a good number. We had 21 kids come out, so we have just a varsity program this year. Because, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it has to deal with maybe some kids are uncertain about wanting to get back into it, because they might have some hesitancy about, you know, being in such close contact, especially with the physicality of the sport itself. So, but, I mean, what I've heard at the youth level, there's high numbers, so we're looking forward to getting those kids into the program. I think Coach Jake and I have built a very mm-hmm. a nice not ethos, but kind of like how what we expect and like how we like people to perceive Danvers lacrosse. Like mm-hmm. if they, you know, you're a Danvers lacrosse player, it's a positive, you know, oh, that's a good position to have within the school.
What about the players that you know? Well, you've been with the program now for a while, so what's it look like out there? Maybe you can talk about some of the kids and what you expect from them.
So this is actually really unique. The kids who are seniors now, they were freshmen when I was a JV coach, so I've actually got to see their total progression as far as athletes go, and it's been awesome because when you see kids as freshmen, you hope you're going to see them get to that point as a senior, mm-hmm. and all of our seniors have made that trajectory where, you know, they're starting off really young, hesitant, and now they're from the attackmen, one of our captains, Nick Deveris, he, you know, great IQ, extremely coachable young, and even now he's helping coach out the younger kids, so you love to see that. He's got also with him on attack Christian Harvey, so I saw him. I'm expecting big things from the two of them as far as goals go. And Christian Burke, too, Mitty, he's going to be great with assists and driving it. And then Nate Shear, he's been a 4-time starter on defense, so, you know, they've reached their full potential, I think, as far as what they can do. And it's great because they provide role models to all of our underclassmen. So I think it's really nice to have seen them as freshmen to where you'd want to get them as seniors, and they're there. So I'm really excited to see them play out in season.
where there was no competition last spring, and I'm guessing probably not a whole lot during winter season, you know, where they use the indoor facilities, and your kids missed pretty much a year, the development across the board is going to be the same. Everybody's in the same situation. But how do the kids maintain, you know, the skill set, or what have they done, or what are you doing with them now to get them back in into condition, into playing shape? Because, you know, it's been a long time between draws.
It has been. I mean, some of our athletes are multiple sport athletes, so that's kind of helped. They sort of come to us conditioned. We were able to do preseason practice here, so it was approved by the MIA allow us to actually engage with the students, athletes rather, so it was nice to get that advantage because, you know, the preseason was really, really shortened up, so it was nice that we were able to get in contact with them and implement, like you're saying, the conditioning, the I'd say the ideals of the game, like, you know, proper fundamentals rather. Mm-hmm. But some kids, like I was saying, the upperclassmen, they do club or they do it all year round, so they're also great coaching up the younger kids on the team.
Very nice. So it sounds like everybody's ready to get at this thing. So when's your first game? Where is it and what time?
We have at Saugus at, I believe, 4:00.
That's tomorrow?
Thursday.
Okay, Thursday.
Thursday.
All right, and what's the schedule look like, Coach? How many games are anticipated here?
It's going to be almost like a tournament-style team. We have some weeks where there's three games because we had it so we won't be playing any games during the senior week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let me pull up the schedule if you give me a second.
Sure. And we're going to go beyond graduation day, too, aren't we? The schedule's going to carry on over till when school is out, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, no, it's we got the 6th and 4th August. Our first home game is going to be Swampscott. I know we're working with the booster club to try and see when we can get our senior night in, just because it's probably better again sooner than later, because who knows with contact and close contacts, how's it going to be. So I'm anticipating probably an earlier one. And then, like I was saying, as far as, you know, quick hits, we've got, like, Thursday the 13th, then we got 15th, and then we got the 17th, then we got the 20th, 22nd, 24th, 25th, so that's a back-to-back game. Tough back-to-back because we got Saugus again for the rematch, and then the following day on the 25th of May we got Beverly, so a little rivalry game there. And then a break on the 26th, and then 27th back to our other rival, Peabody. So it's definitely fast and quick. But the boys are ready.
All right. Well, it sounds challenging, and it sounds like it's going to be some fun. And
absolutely.
The other thing, too, is the MIAA tournament is back, right? We will have a spring tournament.
Yes, we will have a tournament. Yep. So we will
most
be
excellent.
Going into that.
Most excellent. Hey, Coach, it's great meeting you. As I said before we started, I'm going to bug you during the season for some, you know, continuing comments and learn more about your team.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Coach, good luck. Talk to you later, and for heaven's sake, stay safe.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Thank you, Coach. Bye-bye. That is Jonathan Zalucki, who is the head coach, boys lacrosse, Danvers High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.